terms of reference for the design and advisory groups preparing high-level proposals for a redress system for survivors of abuse in care. Officer of the Minister for the Public Service, Cabinet Social Wellbeing Committee, 11th of April 2023. This is a summary of a Cabinet paper from the Minister for the Public Service that seeks Cabinet endorsement of the terms of reference for the design and advisory groups to develop high-level design proposals for a new independent redress system for survivors of abuse in care. You can see the full Cabinet paper and other alternate formats at rauimi-resources, Crown Response to the Abuse in Care Inquiry, or click on abuseinquiryresponse.govt.nz. Alternate formats, Crown Response to the Abuse and Care Inquiry. And again, the website abuseinquiryresponse.govt.nz. Summary. Cabinet previously agreed to establish design and advisory groups to produce high-level proposals for an independent, survivor-focused redress system for survivors of abuse in care. This paper provides terms of reference for the design and advisory groups for endorsement. The terms of reference will support the design and advisory groups to achieve their goals and to manage potential risks in an appropriate manner. The terms of reference enable strong Māori leadership and inclusion of diverse survivor perspectives and provide structure to support the delivery of workable high-level proposals in a safe and timely way. The terms include standard provisions such as outlining respective roles and deliverables, how the groups will work, and key processes around decision-making and dispute resolution. Key aspects of the terms that may be of interest are 1. Giving effect to Te Tiriti o Waitangi, or the Treaty of Waitangi, in the new redress system. 2. Roles of the design and advisory groups and their interface, including that the design group has a lead role and the role of the advisory groups is to support the design group in achieving its mandate by providing their diverse survivor perspectives to inform the high-level proposals. 3. Timings, including that the design group will meet in late May, early June 2023 and provide its high-level design proposals in August 2023. And 4. Ministerial engagement points, including that the Minister for the Public Service will be a part of the commissioning conversation with the design group to help support a successful start and manage expectations about the design proposals. Other appropriate ministers are invited to indicate if they would like to attend the commissioning conversation so this can be raised with the co-chairs. Given the time constraints and desire to establish a redress system at pace, it is important the terms are fit for purpose to avoid delay. However, the terms may need to be reviewed and amended if there are any unforeseen events, particularly if the timing or structure of the delivery of the independent high-level proposals is affected. For this reason, the committee is asked to delegate to me the authority to make any amendments to the terms necessary as a consequence of any unforeseen events. It is vital to provide a range of supports to the groups to contribute to their success and to create a safe and trauma-informed environment to work in. The design and advisory groups will therefore have access to diverse services to assist them in their work. Recommendations. It is recommended that the Cabinet Social Wellbeing Committee, 1. Endorse the terms of reference for the design and advisory groups redress system for survivors of abuse in care. 2. Delegate to the Minister for the Public Service the authority to make any amendments to these terms of reference necessary as a consequence of any unforeseen events. And 3. Invite ministers to indicate to me any interest in attending the commissioning conversation with the design group so this can be discussed with the design group's co-chairs. Honourable Andrew Little, Minister for the Public Service.